and you won't have to answer. You can even fall asleep. I don't mind.
Okay, I said.
When people die, it's so cool.
Her mouth was next to my ear now, so the words worked their way inside me along with her warm, moist breath. Why's that? I asked. She put a finger on my lips as if to seal them.
No questions,
she said.
And don't open your eyes, okay?
My nod was as small as her voice. She took her finger from my lips and placed it on my wrist.
I wish I had a scalpel. I'd cut it open and look inside. Not the corpse, the lump of death. I'm sure there must be something like that. Something round and squishy like a softball with a hard little core of dead nerves. I want to take it out of a dead person and cut it open and look inside. I've always wondered what it's like. Maybe it's all hard, like toothpaste dried up inside the tube. That's it, don't you think? No, don't answer. It's squishy on the outside, and the deeper you go inside, the harder it gets. I want to cut open the skin and take out the squishy stuff, use a scalpel and some kind of spatula to get through it, and the closer you get to the center, the harder the squishy stuff gets, until you reach this tiny core. It's so tiny, like a tiny ball bearing, and really hard. It must be like that, don't you think?
She cleared her throat a few times.
That's all I think about these days. It must be because I have so much time to kill every day. When you don't have anything to do, your thoughts get really, really far out. So far out, you can't follow them all the way to the end.
She took the finger from my wrist and drank down the rest of her cola. I knew the glass was empty from the sound of the ice.
Don't worry about the cat. I'm watching for it. I'll let you know if Noboru Wataya shows up. Keep your eyes closed. I'm sure Noboru Wataya is walking around here somewhere. He'll be here any minute now. He's coming. I know he's coming. Through the grass, under the fence, stopping to sniff the flowers along the way. Little by little, Noboru Wataya is coming closer. Picture him that way. Get his image in mind.
I tried to conjure up the image of the cat, but the best I could do was a blurry, backlit photo. The sunlight penetrating my eyelids destabilized and diffused my inner darkness, making it impossible for me to arrive at a precise image of the cat. Instead, what I imagined was a failed portrait, a strange, distorted picture, certain distinguishing features bearing some resemblance to the original, but the most important parts missing. I couldn't even recall how the cat looked when it walked. The girl put her finger on my wrist again, using the tip to draw an odd diagram of uncertain shape. As if in response, a new kind of darkness, different in quality from the darkness I had been experiencing until that moment, began to burrow into my consciousness. I was probably falling asleep. I didn't want this to happen, but there was no way I could resist it. My body felt like a corpse, someone else's corpse, sinking into the canvas deck chair. In the darkness, I saw the four legs of Noboru Wataya, four silent brown legs above four soft paws with swelling rubber-like pads, legs that were treading the earth somewhere without a sound. But where? 10 minutes is all it will take, said the woman on the phone. No, she had to be wrong. Sometimes 10 minutes is not 10 minutes. It can stretch and shrink. That was something I did know for sure. When I woke up, I was alone. The girl had disappeared from the deck chair, which was still touching mine. The towel and cigarettes and magazine were there, but not the glass or the music machine. The sun had begun to sink in the west, and the shadow of an oak branch had crept across my knees. My watch said it was 4:15. I sat up and looked around. Broad lawn, dry pond, fence, stone bird, goldenrod.